Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we'll learn the real consequences of blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God.
We're confused so much of the time when it comes to the subject and the person of the Holy Spirit. And probably there is one subject with the Holy Spirit that is most confusing of all, and that's this thing that Jesus talked about in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some, and they are fearful, and they live in some kind of fear that they would commit an unforgivable sin. There are other people, and you need to know about this sin so that you can avoid this sin, because maybe you're on a collision course with this sin and you don't even know it. And today we want to look at this thing called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and find out exactly what this is all about.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And as you've already heard, we're about to hear a very important lesson about a very serious subject, a sin that the Bible declares will not be forgiven. This vital lesson is from Pastor Jeff's comprehensive series called The Unknown God, Discovering the Person and Power of the Holy Spirit. If you miss any of the broadcasts from this month, you can listen again online at fromhisheart.org. But right now, let's get into this heavy topic. If you can, open your Bible to the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew, and let's start learning about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
Photographer was called by his editor. He worked for a magazine. He was called by the editor and said, "I want you to cover this fire. There's a big wilderness fire. I need you to get out there and take pictures of the fire." So the guy jumped in his car with all his gear, drove out to where the fire was. And when he got there, he decided it was too smoky. He couldn't really get any good shots. And so he calls his editor and says, "Man, this thing is just going crazy and I can't get close enough to it to get any good shots." And he said, "I need to get up top. I need to get in an airplane." And so the editor said, "Listen, there's an airstrip about 45 minutes from you." He said, "You get yourself there. I'll have a plane ready to go." And so the guy jumps in his car, the photographer, he drives to the airstrip about 45 minutes later, and he gets there. And sure enough, there was a Cessna there on the tarmac just waiting to go. And so he jumps into the plane. The pilot's there. He jumps in the plane with all his stuff, and he tells the pilot, "Let's go." And so the pilot goes down the runway, gets the plane up in the air. And as they're leveling off in the air, the photographer says to him, he says, "Now listen," he says, "I need you to fly, make a couple of low passes right by the fire." And the guy looks at him and he says, "You want me to do what?" He says, "I need you to make a couple of low passes right by the fire there." He says, "Well, why in the world would you want me to do that?" He said, "Well, because I'm a photographer and I need to take some shots. That's what I do. I am the photographer." And the guy looked at him and he said, "So you're not the flight instructor?" There was confusion in the cockpit. Confusion can cause lots of problems. Now, we're in a series on the Holy Spirit. We're calling it the Unknown God because so many of us don't really know about the Holy Spirit like we know about God the Father, like we know about God the Son. We're confused so much of the time when it comes to the subject and the person of the Holy Spirit. And lots of people, Christian people, they get confused and they kind of refer to the Holy Spirit as an it. They think of the Holy Spirit as kind of a substance. You know, when we talk about being filled with the Spirit, we get the wrong idea that the Holy Spirit is like something being poured into you and you can get more of the Holy Spirit or less of the Holy Spirit. And you need to always remember the Holy Spirit is a person. He's not a substance. He's not an it. He's not a force. He's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. Jesus said, "He is another just like me." Now, we never think of Jesus as a force. We never think of Jesus as a substance. We think of Jesus as a person. Well, the Holy Spirit is a person too. But there's lots of confusion regarding the Holy Spirit. And probably there is one subject with the Holy Spirit that is most confusing of all. And that's this thing that Jesus talked about in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Lots of people are very unclear and uncertain as to what it means when Jesus said that if you blaspheme the Spirit, you commit a sin that will never, no, never, no, never, ever be forgiven. It's a terrible, horrible sin. He says in the Gospel of Mark, it's an eternal sin if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Now, people have read that and they say, man, alive, that's a bad deal. I don't know what it is, but I don't want to blaspheme the Spirit. There's going to be some kind of sin that's attached to the Holy Spirit that if you do that, you can't be forgiven. It's the unpardonable sin. Now, people have tried to figure out what that was or what kind of sin. Well, what kind of sin is the unpardonable sin? Some people think that suicide is the unpardonable sin. It's not. Some people think that rape or murder or some kind of terrible sexual sin or some kind of terrible moral sin, that must be the unpardonable sin, but it's not. You know, Moses, his top dog in the Old Testament, he's guilty of murder. God forgave him. And people say, well, it's blasphemy. It's some kind of blasphemy because it's called blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And Paul says he was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor. And so there's just confusion about what it is. Other people say, well, you know, it's using the Holy Spirit's name in vain. And that's why, if you notice, you will hear people and they take the name of God the Father and they'll add a damn after it. They take the name of Jesus Christ and they run that through the sewer. But you never hear anybody say anything about the Holy Spirit. You never hear anybody say Holy Spirit and then add a damn after that. Why is that? Well, it's because you can say things about the Father. You can say things about the Son. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12 that if you speak a word against the Holy Spirit, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, well, that's the unforgivable sin. But think about that for a moment. That's ridiculous. To think that I can take the name of God and blaspheme it, I can take the name of the Son and blaspheme it, but if I take the name of God, the Holy Spirit, oh, I better not do that. That doesn't make any sense at all. So today, we want to look at this thing called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and find out exactly what this is all about. Now, there are some, and they are fearful of this terrible, horrible, this eternal sin. And they live in some kind of fear that they would commit this sin, to blaspheme the Holy Spirit and commit an unforgivable sin. There are other people, and you need to know about this sin so that you can avoid this sin because maybe you're on a collision course with this sin and you don't even know it. And today is the day for you to understand it and to make course corrections. Matthew chapter 12, I'll begin reading in verse 22. Then there was brought to him, to Jesus, a demon-possessed man who was both blind and dumb. And he healed him, so that the dumb man spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and began to say, "This man cannot be the son of David, can he?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This man casts out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, he, Jesus, said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebul cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Consequently, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off his property unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. And whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Serious business to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So today we want to look at three questions and answer these questions. Question number one, what does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit? I mean, what is the Lord talking about here? Because it seems so crazy that I can speak a word against the Son of Man, I can blaspheme the Lord Jesus Christ, but if I blaspheme the Holy Spirit, well, that's you're toast. You are guilty of an eternal sin. And I mean, if Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they're the same, you know, they're one God in three persons. And Jesus said that the Holy Spirit is another just like him. And it just doesn't sound right. It doesn't make sense to us how we can take God's name in vain, take the Son's name in vain. But boy, if you blaspheme the Spirit and speak against the Spirit, you commit an eternal sin. What does it mean? That's the first question. This is what it means. It means that a person willfully and knowledgeably rejects Jesus Christ. To blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you willfully and knowledgeably reject Christ. Now remember this, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. And that's his ministry. That's what he is involved in, convicting sinners of their sin. Showing people that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God the Son and the only way to heaven, the one and only Savior. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. That is the Spirit's work, to open blind eyes to the truth. And when a person blasphemes the Holy Spirit, he responds to the Spirit's working of showing that person the truth, and that person with eyes wide open says no to Jesus Christ. He says no to the Savior. He says, I don't want that. I don't trust you. I don't believe in you. I say no to you. Now, all of us did that at one time because nobody's born a Christian. So we all are born into this world. As Jesus said, we're born on the road called perishing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, because we're all born perishing. And we have to do something to get off the road, the broad road that leads to destruction. And the thing that you have to do is put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So me, as a high school kid, I'm on the broad road. I hear people talking about Jesus, and I go to church some, but it's just, you know, I'm just tipping my hat. It's just Doobie Brothers. It's just Jesus is just all right with me, but I don't want him messing in my life. And so I wasn't accepting Christ. I was rejecting Christ. But I was rejecting Christ without understanding who he was and what he wanted to do in my life. When I was 17 years old, the light came on, my eyes came open, the Holy Spirit showed me my need, and I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And I think for many in this room, you have the same kind of testimony. There was a time where you saw your need, your eyes opened up, the Holy Spirit revealed to you who Jesus was and how you were a sinner and you were lost, and then boom, you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. That's how every single person comes to know him. That's how every single person gets saved. But a person who blasphemes the Holy Spirit is a person eyes wide open, the Holy Spirit convicts, the Holy Spirit draws, the Holy Spirit says, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that person and says, I don't want him. I reject him. And they stomp in the face of the Holy Spirit. That's a dangerous place to be. Be warned, Jesus said, and beware about blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God. It means that you willfully, knowledgeably reject him. It also means that you sin against reason and against revelation. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, it's a sin against reason, it's a sin against revelation. Now, in this story that we read, Jesus had a demon-possessed man come to him, and that demon was causing this man to be both blind and dumb. Obviously, not everybody who is blind or who is dumb is that way because of a demon, but that was the situation for this man. He was blind and dumb, and he was blind and dumb because of a demon. And Jesus cast out the demon, and so the blindness was gone, and the dumbness was gone, and the man spoke, and the man saw, and the crowd was blown away. Whoa! That's what verse 23 said. They were amazed. Their jaws were dropping. And they began to say, this man cannot be the son of David, can he? This seems like this might be the Messiah. Who else can do this? Who else can open blind eyes? Who else can cast out demons? Who else can unstop ears? And the Pharisees heard it. And the Pharisees were kind of put on the spot because a notable miracle had taken place. They couldn't deny it, although they wanted to deny it, but they couldn't because how can you deny it? Everybody saw it. And so the Pharisees said, okay, we got to come up with a plan. How did he do this? This can't be the son of David. Oh no, this is not the Messiah. The Pharisees had already figured that out. No way is this guy the Messiah. So they said to the people, this man casts out demons. Yeah, we all saw it. We saw him cast out demons. Let me tell you how he did it. He does it by the power of Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. Who is Beelzebul? Well, what did they say when they said this? Well, Beelzebul is an interesting word. Beelzebul comes from the Old Testament, Baal-zebub, B-A-A-L, Baal. We've read about Baal in the Old Testament. That was the god of the Canaanites. They worship Baal. It means Lord. And Baal would sometimes have a variant which would be Beel, B-E-E-L. Baal-zebub was the god of the Ekronites, the people who lived in the Philistine town called Ekron. And in 2 Kings chapter 1, the king of Israel falls, and then he is sick, and he sends a messenger to Ekron. Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of the Ekronites, to see if I'm going to live. And the Lord sent a prophet and said, is there no god in Israel that you have to go to Ekron to encounter Baal-zebub? That's where we read about Baal-zebub. Well, the name Baal-zebub means Lord of the flies. Lord of the flies. Beelzebub or Beelzebub, Lord of the flies. Now, the Jews had disdain, obviously, for this false god, Beelzebub, Beelzebub. So they changed the bub, B-U-B, to B-U-L. And by one letter, changing it from B-U-B to B-U-L, Beelzebul, that meant Lord of the manure pile. So it did. And that's how they would mock this god. Oh, you're God, Lord of the flies. Let me tell you what he's Lord of. He's Lord of the manure pile. You know where flies hang out? They hang out in manure. That's your God. And the Pharisees said of Jesus, when he had done this noteworthy miracle, and the people are gasping and blown away and said, do you think this is Messiah? They said, he's not Messiah. Let me tell you who he is. He is the God of filth. He is the Lord of the flies. He is the God of the manure pile. It's one of the most hellish, hateful, evil things that anybody ever said of Jesus. And Jesus said to them in response, the scripture says he knew their thoughts. And he said to them in response, well, that doesn't even make sense. Any kingdom divided against itself can't stand. You're saying that I by Satan cast out Satan? Well, how does that work? Does Satan cast out Satan? Is he divided? Is his kingdom divided? Any kingdom divided against itself is going to fall. Just like any team, any coach knows this. If you have internal strife on your team and the offensive line hates the quarterback and hates the running backs, it's like, we're not blocking for you. And the defense hates the offense and there's just infighting. Well, that team's going to lose because they're fighting amongst themselves and they're not fighting the enemy. And even the devil can't cast out the devil and win. He knows enough to know not to do that. So Jesus said, well, let me see. How does that work then? It was ridiculous what they were saying. It was stupid what they were saying. Now, one thing they did notice, they noticed this, that the only way that Jesus cast out the demon was by a supernatural power. Jesus had supernatural power. And there are only two places you can get supernatural power. Either you get it from God or you get it from the devil. Those are the only two entities, so to speak, that have that kind of power. Well, they had already taken God off the table. No way. There's no way we're going to say that he cast out demons by the power of God. So that only left him with the devil. And so they chose the worst that they could possibly think of, Beelzebub, the god of the manure pile. That's how he does it. And Jesus said, well, that's ridiculous. That doesn't even make sense. Listen, you don't get to be a Pharisee by being a stupid idiot. And Jesus was showing them that's a stupid argument. And then he goes on to say, he says, well, listen, he says, you have Jewish exorcists that travel around. He said, how do they cast out demons? Do they do it by the power of God or do they do it by the power of Beelzebul? Consequently, they shall be your judges. Why do you say that they do it by the power of God and that you look at me and you say that I do it by the power of Beelzebul? It doesn't make sense. You mark it down. A person who rejects Christ, it doesn't make sense to do that. It's a sin against reason because it is reasonable to put your faith in Jesus Christ. It's rational to do that. You know, we have people that say, you know, to become a Christian, you got to check your brains at the door. No, you don't. No, you don't. Christianity is not, that doesn't go against reason. It goes beyond reason because it takes faith, but it doesn't go against reason. My faith is in the God who became a man, who lived the perfect life, who died on the cross, who was put to death on the cross, who was buried in a tomb, and rose again. And there is evidence galore that he did all those things. And that's what you put your faith and trust in. It's faith in a fact that Jesus Christ conquered death, and he conquered hell, and he conquered the grave, and he's alive forevermore. And he was seen in his glorified, resurrected body by over 500 people. It makes sense to put your faith and trust in Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, God says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Come now and let us reason together. Why? Because it's reasonable to get your sins forgiven. It's reasonable to sit down at the table with God and trust him and his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the arguments people give for not receiving Christ, they're so stupid. I've had people tell me before, they say, "Well, you know, Jeff, I'd like to become a Christian, but it's just too much to give up. I mean, if I became a Christian, I'd have to give up my drinking, and I'd have to give up my womanizing, and I'd have to give up this, and I'd have to give up that, and I don't want to do that. It's just too much to give up." Listen, sin is not your friend. Sin will wreck and ruin your life. That's kind of like a woman who has cancer. She says to her doctor, "Well, doctor, I'd love to be healed, but I just don't want to give up my cancer. I mean, I'm just wanting to hold on to my cancer." Well, who would ever say that? It's like, this is what's killing me. Yes, get it out of my life. Hey, blaspheming the Holy Spirit is rejecting Christ. It's a sin against reason, and it's a sin against revelation. Revelation. Jesus, verse 25, knew their thoughts. Jesus knew that the Pharisees knew that he didn't cast out demons by the power of Beelzebul. He knew that at this moment, the Holy Spirit of God was illuminating in their minds, in their hearts, who Jesus really was. He was letting them know, verse 28, that the kingdom of God had come upon them. You know, when you read that, the kingdom of God, Jesus would talk about the kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God has come upon you. The kingdom of God is wherever God is king. And the Lord was showing himself king at that moment. And the kingdom of God had come upon them. And the Holy Spirit was opening their eyes to truth. And they stomped in the face of the Holy Spirit. And they said no. And they sinned against revelation. And as the Holy Spirit was speaking to them, as the Holy Spirit was drawing them, as the Holy Spirit was showing them, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They said no. No. I will never believe that.
As Pastor Jeff pointed out on From His Heart today, Jesus was warning these Pharisees that they were dangerously close to committing the unpardonable sin. Now, blasphemy is a terrible sin, and you've just heard part one of this lesson. Part two, Pastor Jeff will have tomorrow. Again, the message is called The Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. But it's also part of the 9-message series, The Unknown God, Discovering the Person and Power of the Holy Spirit, which is just one of our thank you gifts for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. It's only because of the generous supporters who provide the resources we need to be here each day that we're able to sustain and grow this outreach that is designed to reach, grow, and equip people each and every day and help them understand the freedom and forgiveness of Christ alone in their lives. From His Heart is a separate nonprofit that produces and distributes these messages on hundreds of stations, both radio and TV, and online each and every day. The program is available on television in 182 countries and available everywhere in the United States and always online, too. When you support From His Heart, your partnership really matters, and it's making an incredible difference. With your gift this month of any amount, we'd like to send you the series The Unknown God, and the booklet, The Divine Helper, Uncovering the Mystery and Ministry of the Holy Spirit. So to get the series in the format of your choice, simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org. Our time is gone for today. Join us on Friday when Pastor Jeff Shreve opens God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from his heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. remember that no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that when you go to fromhisheart.org.